Hello everybody. I hope you're having a lovely day or a lovely night, evening, afternoon, you know, whenever you're listening to this. I promised you a ramble fap slash Q&A style situation. So here we are. I'm a little bit nervous about doing this, to be honest with you, because everything else that I have posted into this community thus far has been scripted. So this is me just off the cuff, lying in my bed with a vibrator on my clit. So it is NSFW, just to let you know. I don't know if you can hear it, actually. I don't know. Can you hear this? Feels fucking good. So I'm just going to be answering some of the questions that you've sent in. And yeah, thank you to everybody who sent me one in. Because it's really lovely of you. Okay, so the first question that I have got is, what's one thing that makes me absolutely weak at the knees for a man? Now, I'm going to struggle to pick just one thing. So I'm going to list a few things that I like, but I'm going to tell you why I like them as well, okay? So I think a really nice voice is very underappreciated. And that probably comes from spending a lot of time doing phone sex, listening to people's voices, and also being on Gone Wild Audio as well. And, you know, being a bit of a lurker and listening to male for female audios as well. So I think if you've got a nice voice and a nice tone, a nice accent, oh my god, so fucking attractive, honestly. My favourite accents are probably South African. Oh my god, there's something about a South African accent. You don't hear it very often, but when you do, you're like, oh my god, yes. And I really love an Irish accent as well. Like, there's something so smooth and kind of charming about an Irish accent that just melts me completely. Those are two of my favourite accents. Some US accents actually get me as well. Like, not all of them, but some of them make me incredibly turned on. I think it's more the voice with that, though, you know. It's got to be paired with a good voice. Anyway, I'm really rambling now. The next thing I really appreciate on a guy is good hair. I really like it when a guy has, like, longer, not super long, but just enough hair that I can kind of run my fingers through and tug on a little bit. Bonus points if it's curly. That's like one of the main physical things I like on a guy. Good hair. And the last thing that really attracts me to a man is like good humour. If you can make me laugh, then you'll probably laugh me into bed. Do you know what I mean? It's very attractive when a guy has all three of those combinations, you know. It's like, oh yes. So I hope that answers that question. The next question I have is quite interesting, actually. It is about cheating, and somebody wanted to know, or they don't want to know, but they've noticed that a couple of my audios had cheating in them, and was this a kink that I had, or was it just a coincidence? And I think it is a kink that I have, to be honest with you. I think seduction and basically doing anything that you're not supposed to do is incredibly sexy and hot, and it just makes the situation so much hotter. It's a complete fantasy, might I add. I have not ever cheated on someone, nor would I like to be cheated on. But the idea of it is incredibly hot to me. To, you know, it's forbidden and it's naughty and, oh yes, just, you know, it's a fantasy. So yeah, I like it. And if I'm going to hell, you know what? I'm going to hell. So next question is, what are my top five kinks and why? Top five kinks, let me think. I have a fantasy that I really hope will come true one day. Like, oh God, after COVID and everything, please. I would really like a older guy to fuck me. And when I say older guy, I mean like between 35 and 45. Oh my God, I have such naughty thoughts about this all the time. And if you are one of my phone sex customers, and you're slightly older than me as well, I've probably asked you how old you are, because it turns me on like crazy just knowing that you're like a guy and you're like mid-30s or pushing 40, and oh yeah, I'm talking to you and making you come. I find it very, very hot. So that's like one of my main kinks. I really like being choked. I know that's a bit like everyone likes being choked now, but oh, you know, I liked being choked before it was cool, you know. I'm a bit of a hipster choker here. There's something very dominating about it. I love just having a guy's, I like guys' hands as well. So having, oh my God, sometimes I'll like look at a guy's hands and I'll just be like, I want that around my neck. And yeah, oh, there's nothing like being fucked really hard. Or having a guy's hand around your throat at the same time. Bonus points if he makes me suck his fingers afterwards. So yeah, that's number two. I really like being spanked as well. I know that's kind of, again, like everyone likes that now. But like, I want you to bend me over your fucking desk and spank me until my ass is red raw and I'm crying. Like, if you can do that, that is incredibly hot. I also really like anal. That is a big kink of mine, and it's only something I've been into like fairly recently. I'd say like about a year. I was very like, not anti it, but I didn't think I'd like it. And then I experimented a little bit. I bought some princess plugs, and oh my God, I come so hard when I'm wearing them and playing with my pussy at the same time, or I'm getting fucked with them at the same, like having one in my ass when I'm getting fucked at the same time. Oh, yes. Very, very hot. I don't know how many that is now. I'm kind of losing track. Let's give you one more. What is one more kink that I like? Praise. Oh, tell me I'm a good girl, and tell me how good I take your cock and how, you know, beautiful I look sucking your cock. Oh yeah, give me all the praise. I'm a sucker for it. I'm an attention whore. I'll lap it up. And those are some of my favourite kinks. I got asked about what is some of the hottest sex that I've ever had in my life. I've had a lot of good sex. I'm very lucky. Hashtag blessed. But I think the hottest sex I've had was when I was being fucked by my boyfriend. Spoiler alert, guys, I have a boyfriend. And yeah, he was fucking me. And I was actually on the phone to another guy at the same time. This guy was much older than me, so links back into my previous kink. And yeah, basically, this guy was dirty talking in my ear and just being completely filthy with me, whilst my boyfriend was just railing me, and it was incredibly fucking hot. Like, oh my God, I came so fucking hard. And like, at one point they were like talking to each other as well and like saying like what a good slut I was, and oh my God, yes, so fucking hot. And that was probably the best sex I've had. He tied me up at one point as well, and I could hear the other guy on the phone, and oh God, fuck. Honestly, even thinking about that right now is just making my pussy so fucking wet. God. I'm trying to think of what other questions I had. I'm trying to do this all from memory. Give me a second. Oh, I got asked about phone sex. Somebody wanted to know how I got into the phone sex. Well, I got into the phone sex. I've started doing it in August, and I just thought I'd try and do it for a bit of a, just to make a little bit of cash on the side. I never, ever, ever thought it would take off quite the way it has. Like, I never thought I would have made the amount of money that I have done from it. It's been completely crazy. Yeah, I'm super grateful for, you know, all my customers, and glad I've been able to provide some fun during these, you know, difficult times that we've all been through recently. So I haven't been doing it for a super long time. How I got into it was, I wanted to do something a little bit different, and, you know, just wanted to kind of put myself out there and see if I could make some money, and then yeah, it worked. Somebody asked me, when did I first realize that my voice had this kind of effect on men, and how do I feel about it? Well, I didn't realize my voice had this kind of effect on men at all. Ever really. I did a small bit of radio work back a long time ago now. But I never realized that my voice was sexy. Do you know what I mean? I got told that I had a nice voice, but I never got told that I had a sexy voice. I listened a lot on Gone Wild Audio, to different guys, and I listened to some female audios as well, and I thought, you know what, I think I could do this. So I just put myself out there one day and thought, fuck it. I thought actually that it would help me with my phone sex business. I thought it might boost some customers and just get myself out there a little bit more, which it has. And how do I feel about it? How do I feel knowing that my, you know, moans have been heard by thousands of guys on the internet? It turns me on like fucking crazy, honestly. Like I said, I'm a bit of an attention whore, so whenever I get a comment or a message, I'm like, oh, it makes me like smile, and I get a lot of pleasure out of knowing that you are enjoying listening to my audios. So if you've ever left me a comment or sent me a message, know that it's probably made me smile. And yeah, I think that was about everything. If you guys would like me to do another one of these, then just let me know. I think I'm gonna need to go and finish myself off. But yeah, it's been lovely chatting with you. And take care. Speak to you soon, guys. Bye.